Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 12 through 14. Of course, the nation of Israel has turned away from God, and God is trying to call them to return. Let's read verses 12 through 14. The Bible says this: "Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, 'Return now, backsliding Israel,' saith the Lord. And I will cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord. And I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers and to every green tree. And ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you. And I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion." One of the first signs of God putting his blessing back upon his people is something that he promised to give them if they would return back to him. And we find that down in verse 15. Here's what it says in Jeremiah 3:15: "And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you'd bless us now as we open your word for a few moments. And Lord, we thank you so much for our pastor and his wife and all they've done for us and all they've done for you, Lord. And speak to our hearts, Lord, tonight. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Out of all the things that God could have promised to give his people as a sign of his favor and approval, this is the verse we find: "And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." I can't help but think that if the sign of blessing to a backslid nation was the right kind of pastors, then a sign today for a blessed church would be a pastor according to the description of the verse we just read. "And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." I want to give you three reasons tonight out of this verse why Blessed Hope Baptist Church is a blessed church. Now, the word pastors in this verse, it means the same thing as the word pastor that we find in the New Testament. For example, Ephesians 4:11, the Bible says this: "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers." The word pastor in the Bible, it means a shepherd. It means one who tends to a flock. And that's, of course, Pastor Jerry Ross is the pastor of our church. Now, before I start talking about our pastor, let me first say this. I'm so thankful for a faithful woman who stands behind her husband. And any pastor's wife at any time has the power to take her husband out of the ministry. That's just a fact of the matter. In fact, it's happening all over this nation today. So as I talk about our pastor, I'm also talking to Mrs. Ross. And I'm truly thankful for not only her standing beside pastor, but for all the things you do personally for Blessed Hope Baptist Church. In fact, I got to tell you this. This is when pastor was away on vacation or when he was on the missions trip, he's asked me to get the mail and sort through it, make sure the bills get turned to the financial office. And I was doing that when y'all were on the missions trip. And I found a piece of mail, and the heading on it said, "Pastor Cheryl Ross." And I had to stop and laugh, and I actually wrote a note on the piece of mail and said, "You always said this was true," and I left it on his desk for him. So I just want to give you tonight quickly three signs of a blessed church. The first thing we find in Jeremiah 3:15, the Bible says, "And I will give you pastors according to mine heart." And the first sign is a pastor that has the heart of God. Now notice the sign wasn't just God was going to give them any old pastor, but God was going to give them pastors that were according to the heart of God. And let me say, stand here tonight and publicly praise the Lord that he has blessed us with a pastor that has the heart of God. What does that mean, you ask? What's that mean to have the heart of God? Well, the word heart, when it refers to God, has the same meaning as the word heart when referring to we as human beings. You see, folks, we're made in the image of God. And the word heart is referring to the mind. It's referring to the will. It's referring to the emotions. And we, because we're made in the image of God, and God also has a mind that he thinks with. God also has a will that he desires to have done. God have emotions the way he feels about things. So when the Bible says that God gave them pastors according to his heart, it means that the pastors thought like God, had the same will of God, and felt about the way God feels about things. And that's what the Bible is referring to here. And let me say this, thank you, Pastor, for having the heart of God. Thank you for thinking and feeling the way God does about sin. For not being afraid to stand and preach the truth without compromise, no matter how unpopular it might be. For letting our community know by means of your well thought out and written newspaper articles or by putting it on the church sign that there's a man of God in Jasonville, Indiana that knows the truth, believes the truth, and isn't afraid to preach the truth. Thank you for having the heart of God. Thank you for having the heart of God when it comes to the precious souls of mankind. Because just like the Bible says that God isn't willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, you also have a heart to see people saved. Thank you for not letting our church slack when it comes to the bus ministry, to the nursing home ministries, and to our soul winning and outreach ministries. Thank you for preaching on hell in a day and age when so-called preachers are more worried about their image, positive personalities, and big cheesy smiles. You're more concerned about small towns in our area not having a chance to get on a big red bus so they can come and hear about Jesus. You're more burdened with the fact that there are children, teens, and adults in southern Indiana who have no gospel preaching church to attend. You care about people across America and the world who need to know about the Savior who can turn them and save them from a burning eternity. Thank you for having the heart of God when it comes to the souls of mankind. Thank you for having the heart of God when it comes to the care of your flock. God has entrusted you with, just like Jesus is our good shepherd and he protects his flock from dangerous predators that want to come in and harm, you too boldly stand and without apology protect our fold. You protect us with your bold preaching, your wise counsel, and your godly fervor. God, have pity on any person who tries to harm part of the flock of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Because just like it was said of Teddy Roosevelt, he speaks softly, but he carries a big stick. And may I say here, that too is true of you. Now, it only makes sense that if a pastor has the heart of God, then that means that he first has to deny his own heart. Once again, I'm thankful to be able to stand here tonight and publicly thank God that our pastor has fulfilled the qualifications that Jesus said in Luke 9:23, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. Thank you, Pastor and Mrs. Roth, for having the heart of God. The second sign of a blessed church we find here, it says this, which shall feed you with knowledge. And the second sign is the fact that a pastor that feeds his people with knowledge. The Bible says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. I'm glad that verse isn't the testimony of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We're blessed to know some things, and the reason we know some things is because we have a pastor who has taught us knowledge. Knowledge about what, you may ask? Well, knowledge like the fact that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God who came to this earth born of a virgin, lived a perfect sinless life, and then died as a substitutionary death on the cross to pay my sin debt. Knowledge like that 3 days later, after he died, Jesus rose from the grave and is now sitting in heaven alive at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. Knowledge like that every day I should take my actions into consideration and live like every day like it were my last, because at any moment the trumpet could sound and take us all to heaven. Knowledge like how to love my wife and raise my children for the glory of God and to live my life with the ultimate goal of the Christian life to be like Jesus. Knowledge like how to stay in the castle. Knowledge like what Jesus Christ was like as a teenager. Knowledge like what the 7 royal laws of courtship are. Knowledge like whether or not my youth group is dead or alive. Knowledge of how God saved and changed a Vietnam veteran and grace will lead me home. Knowledge like the 21 tenets of biblical femininity and masculinity. And on we could go about the knowledge we have learned from our pastor. Now, Blessed Hope Baptist Church, the Bible tells us, unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. And let me say here and remind us all tonight that Blessed Hope Baptist Church has been given much, and because we've been given much, we're going to be required much. We're a blessed church to have a pastor who feeds us with knowledge. And not only that, the third sign, the Bible says there in Jeremiah, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding, is a pastor that feeds his people with understanding. Now, knowledge is important. We have to have knowledge in order to be successful in the Christian life, but that's not all there is. The word understanding there, it means behave self, consider, make, wise, guide wittingly. To know something is one thing, but to be able to take that knowledge and understand how to make it useful is completely different. Understanding is the practical part of knowledge. And when I hear preaching from our pastor, you know what? I'm glad to say I gain knowledge about something. But you know what? I don't just learn what God wants me to do, but I learn the practical steps on how God wants me to do that and how I can live that out in my life. I remember as a teenager when Pastor Jerry came here in 1994, I was 14 years old, and he began to take our youth group and to teach us and train us things. And one of the things he taught us was the fact that having goals alone didn't make you a success. What made you successful were the practical steps that you used to climb the ladder to the goals that you set. And one of the things he did for us as teenagers was to take a piece of paper out and write down things we wanted to do and accomplish in the next 10 years. And then the next assignment was to write out on paper how we were going to accomplish those goals. You know what that is, folks? That is understanding. Thank you, Pastor and Mrs. Ross, for not only pushing Blessed Hope Baptist Church to heights that we never thought attainable, but for putting into place the understanding, the practical step for us to reach those heights. To God be the glory that in the last 20 years under the leadership of your father, and for the first 11 years as youth pastor, assistant pastor, and now the last 9 years as our senior pastor, that God has used you and your wife to help Blessed Hope Baptist Church accomplish some amazing things. I just went through my memory banks, and in the last 20 years, we have seen a teen soul winning program started and prosper with hundreds of people saved on Wednesday afternoons and on Saturday soul winning blitzes. We have seen a Christian school go from 5 students when you came here in 94 to the thriving ministry that it is today. We have been on teen mission trips to Mexico, West Virginia, Missouri, and Arizona. We've been to Washington, D.C. twice and have thanked and shaken the hands and given a copy of Grace Will Leave Me Home to over 30,000 veterans. We've seen around 20 young people graduate from Bible college or are now in the process of graduating. We've seen young men and young ladies enter the ministry who are now serving God from the East Coast to the West, all across this country. We've been able to build additions to the church. And then we were able to build our new building back here. We're going to go to in just a few minutes, all being debt-free. We've been able to start new bus routes in towns that have had no buses to pick up people and take them to church. We've been able to reorganize our existing bus routes to be more efficient and pick up more people. We have set the record highest attendance of 665 in our 41-year history. We have set the record highest attendance in Vacation Bible School in our 41-year history. We've had numerous public school and youth revivals where hundreds of young people have accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. We've been able to start new ministries and reach people who never had been reached and find new opportunities to get the gospel to the lost. We've been able to support about 50 missionaries around the world in getting out the gospel. We're now in the process of delivering around 1,000 hospitality baskets to our businesses and our community in an attempt to let our light shine. You've had the privilege of not just reaching people in our Jerusalem, but through your books and preaching ministry to have an influence over America and around the world. Only eternity will be able to see the results of you and your wife's faithfulness to the Lord these many years. So Blessed Hope Baptist Church, you know what I can say tonight? We're a blessed church. We're a blessed church. We have a pastor that has the heart of God. We have a pastor who feeds his people knowledge. We have a pastor who feeds his people understanding. I believe the best years for Blessed Hope Baptist Church and Pastor and Mrs. Ross are still ahead. I know that just like your father, you don't desire the spotlight. And know that any of this is only possible because of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we want you to know that we love and appreciate both you and are truly thankful that God has given you to us here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And the whole purpose of this service tonight was just a little bit for us to say that we love you and we appreciate you both and we're so thankful that you're here with us. Amen.